Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter, our families, our finances, our environment, our future. And speaking of our future, wow, credit. Have you seen your credit card bill lately?
Sadly, yes.
Uh-huh. Sadly, yes. Because why? What has happened, Miss Lindy?
Well, you know what? Interest rates are going up, and it's time to pay those down and make some changes.
That's the biggie. Make the changes.
Yes.
That's the key phrase right there.
Mm-hmm. Make the changes. Number one, start with a plan, and then stick with a plan.
It is so unbelievable when I started looking at my payments mm-hmm. on the little credit cards that I have, and I said, oh, wait, something's not right. And then I realized, oh, so my variable rate ain't so variable anymore. It got real variable.
It's variable up.
Yeah. I mean, I had one credit card that I looked at, and it was at 31%.
Oh, my.
And this thing, I think when I got it, it was maybe 12.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it had that little variable.
Right.
But you know, when you first get it, it's 12%. This is a great rate.
Yep. Well, and interest rates for a long time were quite stable.
Yes.
And then the pandemic came.
Right. And everything changed.
Yeah, everything changed. So, everything changed, and It's going to take a while to recover.
And in the meantime, we've got people that are seeing their paychecks get smaller and smaller and smaller once they start doing their bills.
Yes.
And I had a really sad conversation with a very dear friend of mine the other day.
Yeah.
And this is somebody who's always been very financially conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always had a very good handle on her finances. And she called me and said, I don't know what to do. Hmm. And her situation was she had a really bad 2023. She had a lot of things happen at once. She owns her own place, a condo. She had a hot water heater that's a specialty kind of thing.
Right.
That was like $10,000, $11,000 because you have to get this.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said too. In fact, my husband, who's one of the construction guys,
right.
He's like, well, that can't be right. And then he started realizing what it was, and it was connected to the condo and how it had to be.
Mm.
So she had that. So that whomped her. And then she had two surgeries that were unexpected.
Right.
And then she had her teeth. She had a tooth thing that was going on. So
right.
That added. And then it just kind of went from there. I had a couple emergency rooms. But she never gets sick.
Yeah.
She's never had any medical debt ever.
Right.
So for the first time. Oh, and then her transmission went out. All of this happened in a 12-month span of time. So her little savings that she had, and she had a nice little moderate savings.
Right.
Was completely gone, you know, right after the transmission.
Yeah.
And then you have the water heater. Well, you know, they got some financing for the water heater, so she was able to deal with that. Then the thing with the tooth came up.
Yeah.
Do you know how expensive it is?
Yes.
To do a, what do they call it, the implants?
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why I have a hole in my mouth, people.
Thousands of dollars. I ain't spending that.
And it's several surgeries, oral surgeries to get it done.
Yes.
So that was like another thousands. And so she said, well, I put these on my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I said. Ugh. And she said, you know, and I was managing. She said, but now all of the interest rates have gone up so high. She said, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And what happened was this. For somebody that had never had any kind of medical debt, she didn't really know how to navigate that world. And I'm going to say that this, because this is very serious, what happens with medical.
Yes, it is.
There's a whole way of talking when it comes to finance with medical, because it's not just your doctor anymore. If you go to the hospital and you have a procedure, it's the doctor who referred you. It's the specialist. It's the anesthesiologist. It's the PA. It's everybody is a separate organization.
The X-ray. It's the person that read the X-ray.
And then if, Lord help you, if it was an emergency and you're out of network on any of those.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could go to an in-network hospital and have an out-of-network provider.
Right.
So a whole can of worms. So she's got a phone call. You know, she'd made plans. She'd was very smart again. She had talked to the hospital before she had her procedure.
Right.
She qualified for some financial assistance. So she got that all in place.
Good.
But what happened was the other piece of it was all of the providers.
Right.
So they do not engage in that. So it is what it is. So she started getting phone calls as she was making her payments. And they said, oh, no, if you don't pay us, we're going to take you to collection. So here is the ruling as it stands right now on medical collections, because there's a lot of misinformation.
Correct.
So what happened is Congress has been trying to make it so medical collections do not show up on your credit report, because
right.
they have determined that it is not an indicator of willingness to repay debt.
Right.
And should not be rated that way when somebody is evaluating you for a credit card or house payment, whatever.
Right.
So what happened last year was it was supposed to be that if you had a collection that was more than 1,000 or more than 500, that could go on your credit report. But anything less than 500 couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm seeing it, sometimes I'm not. So not everybody's complying because there's a lot of loopholes.
Right.
Then the new thing is now they're trying to eliminate that entirely, but that has not happened as of yet. So again, a lot of misinformation.
Right.
So what happened with her is the way that it's supposed to work is if you're making payments, they are not supposed to report you to collection. They can, but they're not supposed to.
Right.
They're supposed to give you grace. Also, they're not allowed to report you to collection until it's over 6 months that you have been in this debt situation. And again, normally by that point, if you're working with a provider and you've been paying them on time and you've got an agreed upon amount,
right.
they're not going to take you to collection. They lose money if they send you to collection.
Exactly. So, and yes, and then they sell the debt for a fraction.
Right. Yeah, so they lose. They really don't want to go that route.
No.
So if you're paying them on a steady basis and everything's agreed upon, it should be fine. Well, what happened was she just talked to somebody that was a little too aggressive, and they said this to her. She took it to heart, and what did she do? She put on her credit card.
Mm.
So then she had the other situation, the other hospitalization came up, and she was referring back in her mind to what had just happened.
Right.
Well, I'll just put it on my credit card so they don't take me to collection.
Right.
This is the part of finance that people just don't know. They don't teach it in schools. No one's talking about this.
Right.
So mistakes are being made. She does this thinking that she's doing the right thing. I'm
right.
protecting my credit.
Yeah.
But what she ended up doing had the opposite effect.
Exactly.
Because now she's got interest rates that are at 33%.
Right. Plus she's probably practically maxed out if she's not maxed out.
She is.
Yeah.
So her credit's already dropping because
yeah.
of the 30% of your credit score's usage. So her credit score's already taken a hit there.
Right.
So as all of these things are snowballing, and when what struck me was if this could happen to her, somebody who is so financially stable and so conscious,
right?
What's it doing to everybody else?
Exactly. And we see it on the clients we work with all the time.
And it's devastating.
It is.
And I keep going back to medical, and I just have such a bone to pick with that whole process. And it's just unfair. And medical debt is killing families.
It is. It is definitely one of the things that truly is a hole that is extremely hard to get out of.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is you begin to pay one, other ones come out of the
yes.
woodwork. Old, you know, really old debt can come up, and it can be quite overwhelming. And credit card, using your credit cards to make those payments is a real real tricky thing.
It's a slippery slope.
It is a very slippery slope, you know. Another one is using payday
mm-hmm.
type
oh,
loans,
yeah.
predatory loans to make those payments. These are things that are almost can feel almost impossible to get out of.
Yes.
Because, you know, the credit card that balance gets up, the interest rate. Number one is always going to be high, even the
yeah.
best interest rates on credit cards. But that interest rate keeps going up. You're making these big payments, and then you look at how much is going towards principal.
And it's like nothing.
Very little. Very little. And if you just make the minimum payments, it'll be, you know, years and years and years and years before you can ever get it paid off. It's almost impossible to pay them off, seems like, for lots of folks. And it's easy. Sadly, it's easy to do.
Yes.
It's easy to do. You know, you were talking about your friend and that she did have some savings.
Yes.
So she did have some emergency fund, clearly not enough.
Right.
But like you're saying, it's not like she had made bad decisions.
She made a mistake.
She made a mistake, you know, and it can be a bit of a panic.
Yes.
Credit is a tricky thing, and it's vitally important, and sometimes you don't know what the best thing to do.
Right.
I'm happy to say, though, that there is help.
Yes.
There are groups like ClinchPal. We have financial coaches and counselors that can help you. We won't tell you what to do. We don't do consolidation lending or any of that, but we can certainly help you develop a plan and help you ask the right questions to lead you to decisions that can that are in your own best interest.
That's right.
Which this lends me to something else in terms of other bad decisions. Sadly, there are way too many groups out there. You see them on television all the time. Debt consolidation, call us, you know, we'll help you. And people are paying, people who don't have the money are paying big monthly fees to these companies to consolidate their debt, to make those monthly payments, and to improve their credit.
Yes.
And number one, those are all services that are available for free. Not the consolidation loan, but are available for free from certified counselor groups like ours. Two, many of the things they do are temporary.
Yep.
They're like, oh, you know, we'll get your credit score up in a month. Well, they might for 30 days by disputing everything, but that only lasts 30 days. And there you go. And there you go again. And it is a sad situation that it's buyer beware. But that's what it is. And even if you or you know people who have possibly gotten on that hamster wheel of payday loans or those, you know, monthly debt repair sorts of things, they should still find qualified, certified counselors who will help them for free and get out from under that. Like ClinchPal.
That's a big thing. If you see something that says that they're going to fix your credit, run. Turn around and run. And I'll say this. Credit can be improved. There's a big difference between improved and fixed.
Yes.
If somebody tells you, pay me X dollars a month and I'm going to fix your credit, run. You're better off, again, calling a HUD-certified housing counseling agency like ClinchPal. And we have, what, 5 or 6 HUD counselors on our staff? And
yes.
I know we've got a bunch of us that are HUD-certified.
4. We have 4 certified.
Oh, okay. It seems like more.
I know.
They handle so many people. You think that there's more of them.
I know. We have coaches and then the certified counselors.
They're amazing. And being able to sit down and help somebody look at their budget, look at the bank statements. I mean, I can tell you so much about a person by looking at the bank statements.
Oh, baby.
I can look at your bank statements and in 2 minutes, I can save you money.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I can, and as a HUD-certified housing counselor, hey, that's free. But that's what we do with our home buying clients. You know, we'll look at them, at those bank statements, and we'll say, hey, you know, you got some holes in this boat.
Right.
So let's plug them up. Because that's the place to start, right? You know, got to figure out where's the money leaking out first. And then what can you do? Because when you've got debt, there's only a couple different options you have. You either reduce the debt or you increase the income.
Yep.
That's it. So in looking at my friend's situation, we looked at her, we looked at her budget, we looked at where the holes were, and there really weren't any. I mean, she mm-hmm. was really living very, very modestly.
Right.
So what's the next thing to do? Increase the income. Can she get a part-time job? She's looking at that. But one of the things, and I hated doing this, this is against everything that I stand for, but there are certain times where you have to look and make a really tough decision. In her case, she was paying a lot into her 401k. That's a beautiful thing. Take that free money, especially when your company's matching it. I hate to tell anybody to look at that, but if you've got no other options and you're putting in a whole bunch, reduce it. If you're paying 6% and maybe back it off to 4%,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's that going to do? Still keep that savings because, you know, you want to maximize
right.
as much as you can. But it literally pains me to say that.
Yep.
But
it sure does.
Her, in her particular situation, because everybody's different,
yeah.
that was an immediate.
Right.
That was something she could implement today and stop the bleeding. And again, that's one of those things where you have to look at everybody's situation differently and say, what can I do? How can I improve it? And where do I go from here? And then how long is it going to take me? Because I need a solid plan.
Right.
Because I can't. You know, I can't strip my 401k for the next 5 years. That
right.
can't happen.
No.
But if maybe if I back it off for a year
mm-hmm.
and I can pay down that debt,
mm-hmm.
that's going to benefit me. And then I can boost it back up again.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Yeah. Temporary.
But again, that it literally pained me. You know, people will say, well, what about cashing out my 401k? I mean, do anything before you cash out a 401k.
I wouldn't say do anything.
But you know what I'm saying. I mean,
I do.
Really look.
Yes.
Really
yes.
Look,
you don't want to do that. Number one, there's huge penalties.
Huge penalties.
Huge penalties. So you don't want to do that.
And many 401ks will actually prevent you from contributing for the next 12 months.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that go on with that. But, you know, maybe take a loan out against the 401k. Is that an – what can you do to be creative? But, again, a HUD-certified housing counseling agency, those counselors are going to be able to help you
right.
look at your situation.
Right.
After you plug those holes in the boat and say, where do I go from
right.
here?
And to help you see what your options are.
Absolutely.
And even though they're HUD-certified housing counselors, it doesn't have to have anything to do with housing.
Exactly.
You know, it's like you can already own a home. That's fine. You can never, ever want to own a home and just rent. That's fine, too. But the counseling piece, the because it's really about controlling your own destiny.
Yes.
You know, having control of your finances, of your decision making as much as possible of what impacts, you know, what's impacting you. And the good news, and like the things you're talking about with your friend, the good news is that she has a multitude of things at her disposal.
Yes.
That some of them may not be the best options, some of them may be painful options, but she has some tools in the toolbox to work with.
Right.
And so that's kind of the very early thing. You were talking about stopping the holes, the leakage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of, that's like a tool.
Yes.
So there are tools and hey, because we meet you where you are and help you go where you want to go, you know, we will suggest all kinds of tools. They may not be change the world overnight, but you know what? We have seen some real miraculous things happen for people who have goals, but let's say they do want to own a home or whatever. To it's like, all right, what do you have that you might could sell?
Yep.
You know, that you know, think about that. What do you have that you might could sell? And like you said, part-time job, or just pick up some side labor or things that you can do.
Or maybe you have a hobby that people love, you know?
Yeah.
I bake.
Exactly. And you're a great baker, you know? Awesome. Exactly. You know, so there are, and because you're not talking about these things forever.
Yes.
You know,
it's
short term. It's not forever. And, you know, it's like, yes, You know, Netflix is awesome. Amazon Prime is awesome. Hulu is awesome. Disney Plus is awesome. Mm-hmm. Could be that we might need to make a decision of,
which one is the most awesome?
Which one's the most option? And for, you know, a period of time, let's just enjoy that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there are very few situations where there are not some decisions to make. And it may not seem like a lot, but with those things I just named, you know, you're probably looking at, I don't know, $8 for Hulu, $20 for
that
Netflix.
That was about $60 you just rattled off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So cut it down to four, keep 20 and put that other 40 towards your goal.
Yeah.
Maybe that goal is paying down debt, but that goal might also be to put in savings so you have a down payment or, you know, for Christmas or whatever your goals might be. There are decisions that can be made.
One of the things that I'm really passionate about is I don't buy anything unless it's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
I am that person, right? I'm that person. So for me, I am a huge couponer. That's the word I'm looking for, couponer. And it is not hard to do. But let me tell you, it became, for me, I like anything that's a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Anything that's a game, because I'm high. Have you met me? I'm super competitive. So for me, getting my grocery, because groceries are something I can control, right? It's not a fixed expense. So if I'm trying to save money, the biggest place where I can be looking right off the bat is my grocery bill. What can I finagle? And man, I tell you, there's some great coupon sites. The crazycouponlady.com, K with a K, crazy with a K.
Oh, you need to spell that out for folks today.
Yes, crazycouponlady.com, but just crazy with a K. Very easy. Fantastic. And it will actually teach you the strategies on how to coupon. Every week, it'll have all the different grocery stores. So wherever you shop, if it's Aldi, if it's Publix, if it's Kroger, if it's Food City, wherever, they'll have all the different stores and all of their sales. And it will tell you, hey, match this, really great. It'll tell you where to go to get printed off coupons where you can cut them and keep them and put them in your binder, whatever. And you will be blown away at how much you can cut your grocery bill. I was so excited because this past weekend I went, and my total before coupons was $218.
Right.
After coupons, it was $72.
Oh, my gosh.
That's phenomenal. Like, that's phenomenal. Now, what I do is I'm super strategic when I'm grocery shopping. I plan out my meals.
Right.
So I know what I have. I know what I need. And then I have my sideline, which is anything that's like a staple that I may actually have, but is going to be on what's called an I can't resist list.
Right.
So because it's couponed so low that I need to stock it.
Uh-huh.
So I have these kind of categorized when I go grocery shopping. So my husband hates it, by the way, when I shop. You'll know because he'll be way at the other end of the world. He wants nothing to do with it.
But I think I'd probably be with Gary.
Yeah, but it's so strategic how I do it.
Uh-huh.
But you can't argue with the success.
No,
and
no.
I started that when I had 5 teenagers living in my house.
Yeah.
Because, come on.
Yeah.
But now we do it just because. But it's nice to know that I can open up my pantry. You will come to my house and you will never, ever be hungry. Like, there is always food.
Right.
I can always make something.
Right.
You know, even if it's not on my list. But we are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that goes back to all of that being able to have a plan.
Yeah.
So what can you control? That's something I can control. One thing that, another thing that we can control, and we've only got a few more minutes here. Oh. We didn't even take a break because this topic is so hot.
Exactly.
But one of the other things is we're getting into back to school. We're getting into college.
We are.
And I'm going to caution every person, whether you are a freshman, whether you're a senior, whether you're a doctoral candidate like me, those student loans are so easy to get.
Yes.
Because they have a formula now, which is takes into consideration everything that they think you would need to survive, including housing, food, transportation, everything. And this is the net figure that they start from. Now, your tuition may only be $2,000, but the net figures show $10,000.
Right.
So you can borrow that. You can. They'll loan it to you. But guess what? You're going to have to pay it back with interest.
Yes.
With interest.
Yes.
You have to pay it back someday.
For many, many, many years.
Yes. And what we are seeing.
And it will never go away.
No. And what we are seeing are homeowners that are coming in to buy a home.
Yep.
That have the student loan debt.
Yep.
And they said, well, it's deferred. All deferred means is that it's collecting interest and it's sitting there making more interest.
Yep.
That's all it means. You're just putting off.
It means you're going to pay more.
You're going to pay more.
The more you let it
sit
there.
They'll say, well, I'm doing an income based with a zero payment. Okay. That's fine. However, when somebody is looking to loan you money to buy a house, we have to charge a token payment, which is usually 0.5%.
Right.
So now you start doing the math, because I'll tell the clients, well, you know, you're not qualifying because of the student loan. Well, it's a zero payment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. However, mm-hmm. there are criteria for a lender to be able to use that zero payment. And there are four standards that you have to meet for USDA.
Yes.
And it's stringent.
Yes.
So typically we have to charge that payment.
Yes.
So be mindful now of your person that you're going to be 5 years from now.
Yep.
And talk to your future self and say, hey, I'm going to do you a favor. Right?
Yes.
We don't need $10,000 loan for a $2,000 tuition.
Yes.
But I do need the student loan, so I do need the $2,000.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Your 5 years from now self is going to thank you.
Yes. Yes. So I'll think of it this way, Stace. It's what we want is for people to have all the success in the world that they want to have.
Yes.
And to reach what goals they want to. And your higher education or trade school or whatever, if that's where you want to go, can be the single best decision.
Yes.
That you make. And that decision requires an investment of your time, your energy, your brain power, and your money.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an extremely important decision, but equally important to that decision is how you pay for it.
Yes.
Because if you are sloppy, if you are not careful, if you just take every option that they give you for the student loans, then you're taking away a lot of the benefit that you're giving yourself by the education.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And don't forget, what is your career goal? What earning power does it actually bring? How much money will you actually, truthfully, probably make if then you have a student loan payment of $500 a month or more?
Is it going to pay for itself?
And, right.
And I'm going to flip that, because I'll say that, again, this is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because for someone like me, who is getting their doctorate, mm-hmm. I know that my degree will not pay for itself. As far as I work for a nonprofit. I am proud of it. I love what I do.
Right.
And I have no desire to leave this space.
Right.
I love the space I'm in. My degree was something I did for me.
Right.
And an investment in me.
Right.
And for my personal well-being and overall happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So just like somebody may have gone out and bought a nice handbag or bought a luxury vehicle, for me, I bought a luxury education.
Exactly.
And that's okay. That was my choice.
Exactly.
So I want to encourage anyone who wants to pursue that academia, hey, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I look at what my degree is going to do, it may not pay for itself, but the knowledge that I've gained along the road has benefited me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's benefited my children,
mm-hmm.
because I think that they admire that and they've set goals,
mm-hmm.
to kind of, combat. Well, if you can do that, I can do it. And more importantly, I hope that it has inspired my grandkids. And, that to me is worth the payment.
Right.
Right. That to me is worth it.
It is. But still,
what
you're describing is an investment.
That's right.
It's all about the investment, and the return on the investment is the important thing.
That's
you
right.
know, and sometimes it's financial, sometimes it has a different mechanism.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
one more final word, parents,
yes.
pay attention before you take out Parent
yes.
Plus loans. Whole nother subject.
Whole different thing and a whole different set of regulations as far as payback and forgiveness and the lack thereof. So
correct.
Please. And if you've got any questions, again, we've got HUD certified housing counselors that are also trained in student loan counseling.
Yes.
And we're happy to help you. I mean, we live in this space, so that's what we're here for. You can reach us online. We are at clinchpal.net. You can reach us by phone
at 865-828. 5927.
And again, if you're starting to find that walls kind of closing in feeling with the, you know, with the creditors, hey, before you get too deep,
yes,
please give us a call. It's much easier to help as you're just beginning to get into a situation versus getting into a situation where it's now I can't make my rent or my house payment.
Exactly. And hey, students, we're on your side.
Yes. And so proud of you.
And we are. And congratulations for the future that you have laid ahead of you. We want to help you make it as bright as possible.
Absolutely. Again, find us online, clinchpal.net. Until next week, I'm Stace Cargi with Lindy Turner for Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell WAEW. See you next week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.